Welcome back to Leveraging Leadership. Here's a question I get pretty often. Is Emily, what do I do with an incompetent team member? I get that question point blank, and sometimes I get variations or versions of that question. So my first response is, what do you mean by incompetent? So what do you mean by incompetent? What is your definition? Most of the time when people are using that language, they're actually indicating and expressing frustration that someone doesn't have the same work pace or work quality as they do. So they don't do things as quickly as I would have done. I would have had that done in 4 hours and they're taking a week. They aren't doing it to the standard that I would do it. They're not doing it in the way that I would do it. I've always done it this way and they're doing it some other way. So the first part is to distinguish between, is this a matter of different work style, different work priorities, different expectations, or is it actual incompetence? And the definition of incompetent is not having the ability or capacity or qualification to do what they're being asked to do. So those are two very different things. Even if it's in the, hey, we need to align on expectations here, we're not hitting the mark, that's a perfectly valid thing that might need to be addressed, but it's still different than I'm working with an incompetent person. So just wanted to throw that out there because I get a version of that quite a lot. And I also wanted to add, as a leader, not everyone on your team is going to be a top performer. That's just the reality of what it is. So if you have 10 people, not all 10 are going to be rock stars knocking out of the park, your next CEO, your next C-suite member. Out of 10, you might get 1 to 3, maybe, who are like, oh my gosh, these guys are going above and beyond. They're consistently exceeding expectations. They are the next leadership team of this company. A lot of people are going to be in the middle. And average here kind of gets a bad name. You're like, oh, they're average performers. Well, if they're average performers and they're meeting expectations, they are doing their job. So if you have someone who is consistently and reliably doing their job and meeting expectations over and over and over and over again, you need those people. You need them on your team. So you, in fact, if you have all 10 people gunning for a promotion, then you have a different sort of problem. So if you have people who are like, look, I'm perfectly happy being in this role, and I don't have any aspirations to get promoted. I want to be here. I want to be respected for what I do, and I want to leave and go hang out with my family. You need people like that on your team. You'll have 1 or 2 people who are underperforming who need attention as well in terms of training or different ways to apply their skill set, et cetera, et cetera. So as a leader, you know that you have kind of these three buckets of team members. And part of your job is to identify them and then address it or reward it or recognize it in different ways or react to it in different ways. But I really want to get across the point that just because everyone isn't as driven as you are, even if everyone isn't doing things above and beyond like you would do if you had their opportunity or if you were in their shoes, not everyone is like you. You're driven. You're a high performer. You're a top performer. You are a high achiever who listens to podcasts like this one to try to get better and learn and grow and get to the next step. So there can be an ocean between, oh, someone is just at a different place in their career. This job means something different to them. They aren't, as driven and ambitious in all the different ways that other people might be. And these people are incompetent. Like, they're no good. They can't at anything. So I just wanted to call that out. Now, in the world, they're on the like extreme side of the spectrum. There is, you can't fix stupid, right? Like, that might not be the most PC thing to say, but you can't fix stupid. And if you've got that where it's like, nothing is going to help this situation, then that is a thing. And as a leader, as a team leader, you do need to address that. And it might be, hey, you're best suited for an entirely different role at the company. Hey, we need some more, training in this area type of thing. And sometimes it's not a good fit. and we need to find another opportunity for this person that might be outside of the company and no longer working on the team. But I just wanted to throw that out there because as chief of staff, you, of course, are working with a whole bunch of different team members. And certainly part of your job is to evaluate and assess how different team members are doing. And if you're sitting there pulling your hair out going, this person is a raging incompetent, what do I do? Take a second, breathe, and say, what is really happening here? If they are truly incompetent, that's one conversation. If there's, oh, okay, there's a different expectation and priority and ways of doing things, and I need them to even come closer to my way of doing things for reasons X, Y, and Z, maybe it serves the customer best, maybe it's the internal process we agreed upon, then those are all conversations you can have too, but slightly different ones. So just throwing that out there. Go forth, be good chiefs of staff, be great leaders, and I will catch you next time on Leveraging Leadership.
If you'd like some more information on the topic discussed in this episode, head over to nextlevel.coach and click on the resources page for some helpful free downloads.